On day one of the Republican National Convention in Charlotte, President Donald Trump traveled about 2 hours west to a produce packing facility in Mills River. Masks were encouraged but not required, as President Trump spoke to a few hundred at Flavor First growers and packers.
Ladies and gentlemen, to introduce the President of the United States, please welcome co-owner of Flavor First Growers and Packers, Kirby Johnson.
Johnson's company is part of a USDA program for families impacted by COVID-19.
As a grower myself, I can't believe how much it means to me for my fresh produce to actually go to people that need it in this pandemic area.
The program purchased $1.2 billion worth of produce nationally from farmers starting in May. In North Carolina, the goods were packed by companies like Flavor First and then shipped by the group Baptists on Missions to about 200 locations statewide. President Trump described it this way.
Many farmers had no place to send their crops or livestock. At the same time, families across the country were in need of groceries. They wanted to eat well. And next year, they're going to be eating better than ever before because we're going to have a tremendous year, I'll tell you.
Trump's daughter Ivanka has been a main backer of the program, according to her father. As a senior advisor, she says that keeping the supply chain working during the pandemic was very important.
So this is truly a win-win-win program. And in government, you can't say that about a lot of government programs.
President Trump mentioned his desire to fully reopen North Carolina a number of times during his remarks. Right now, the state is still in phase two of its reopening from COVID-19 restrictions. Hospitalizations have slowly but steadily dropped over the last week, but the death toll has now topped 2,500 statewide. Henderson County, the site of the president's visit, has the second highest number of deaths of any county in western North Carolina, many of which came in the opening weeks of the pandemic. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.